Happy to be checking in again with Captains Kyle and Amber Maynor of the Quincy Salvation Army chapter for an update on how things are going. Captains, nice to see you both virtually again.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's nice to see you, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think last time we talked, it was just before the holidays. And I know you were quite concerned about kind of a catch-22 with a decline in donations and a rise in needs. So how did that work out?
Well, it worked out actually really well. I mean, I think the Salvation Army as a whole really put on a good campaign of just saying, like, you know, that we've had a lot more need coming into, you know, the pantry and all the other services that we offer. And they really pushed out that we're going to be impacted by everything that's happening with COVID. So I think because of that, the community came out and really supported us. So we were able to break our goal. We raised a total of $143,000. So yeah, thank you for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's everybody. I mean, Every dollar counted. And so we were nervous. You know, there's a couple, you know, days where it was like, oh, are we going to make it? And I mean, people mm-hmm. went above and beyond. So we are very thankful for the community for giving for our Red Kettle campaign.
Oh, that is really great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the amazing story is there was no spread of COVID, you know, through any of that with, you know, people bell ringing or the volunteers or just anything with transportation or anything. No, there was no word of, you know, cross-contamination with any of that. So such a blessing to be protected and have the season go off well. Even like with Christmas distribution, that went really well as well. Thank you for the community for supporting us, just bringing in all the extra toys and supporting us. We served a total of 464 families this Christmas season.
So. Yeah, which was about a 30% increase. So those are new clients who we haven't seen before, which is about, you know, what we're seeing in our pantry as well. So, I mean, we have about a 30 to 40% increase of new clients needing food assistance these days.
Yeah, and is it due to job loss because of the pandemic?
Yeah, part of the intake form, we do see, you know, where people are financially, and a lot of them are unemployed.
Yeah.
So it's just the signs of the time. But I mean, we're glad that we could be there just to, you know, let Christmas be a little different and give them a little bit of hope and really bless the children is really, you know, something special we were able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you dealing with your services on Sundays? How is that happening?
Well, we just started meeting back in person. We intentionally stopped for the Christmas season just with everything we wanted to do our part to stop the spread, mm-hmm. and we had online services available. And then with the governor's restrictions in January, we're like, okay, maybe we'll just keep doing the online. So we just started meeting back. We met in the gym last week, and then this week we're going to be moved to the chapel to see how everyone felt and stuff. So it's exciting because, you know, we started meeting with our first Sunday last week with our first Sunday of the Lenten season. So hopefully we'll get to celebrate Easter this year. Last year with everything, you know, everything went to the wayside because of COVID. So, you know, we have hope this year, and, you know, we're looking forward to doing some, you know, activities, you know, with whether we do a little Easter thing for the families or something in the gym as we have space there and to spread out. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how we've all become such pandemic professionals through all this, you know, out of necessity, certainly more than anything. Is the Salvation Army, do you know, working at all with the vaccination process in any way?
Not at this location. Other locations, some of them are actually being distribution sites. My brother's over in New York at a Kroc center there. And I think they just started this week vaccinating like the surrounding community for that Salvation Army. So just depends on where the need is and the state, because some of them work differently, you know, than where we're at.
Right. Yeah, I did notice I received some mailings from the national chapter of the Salvation Army. So they've really, it seems, increased their outreach to the community. Just number one, to remind folks that, yes, the Salvation Army is still here and still functioning. And number two, the need is greater than ever. Do you reach out locally from the Quincy chapter?
Yeah, we do. So, I mean, we try to, you know, touch base with people who, you know, give consistently, or people who, you know, sometimes people call and say, how can I help, and things like that. And, you know, we try to, you know, match, you know, the donor with something that they desire and is passionate about, like whether it be helping with food assistance or youth programs and giving, or even other things such as like, you know, we have a delivery food program, or, you know, even buying essential items that we can make like kits for like homeless people or for people who need extra like cleaning supplies and things like that. So we do reach out to, you know, from here, and we do ask, you know, for donations, or we ask for local things that we need for the local community here specifically. So.
Sure. How do folks make those donations, you know, to the Baxter Street facility? How's that looking right now?
Well, if you want to bring like actual materials, you can just come by. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, basically. Mm-hmm. And you just drop them off. Just got to make sure if it's like, if you're bringing food or whatnot, that's unopened, it's not expired, it's usable. And if they are going to bring something, I would say more of the fresh items are mostly what clients are looking for, so they can prepare it themselves and they know what's going into it. Mm-hmm. I guess the cans aren't, you know, people aren't really accustomed to it, or it just doesn't have the nutrition taste factor that they're looking for.
Yeah. And then, you know, we do need fresh items as we go to the food bank once a month. Mm-hmm. And our appointment is the first Thursday of the month. That's the appointment we've been given, and we can't change it. So all of our fresh items we get from there are only good for like that first week. And then after that, you know, we're not, you know, we don't really have anything. So anything fresh that people can give, you know, we always can be helpful, but other items as well. We actually do have on the Walmart registry for good. We transitioned our Christmas one into one for our food pantry. So if you type in the walmart.com and then you type in registry for good in the search engine, and there'll be the Salvation Army Quincy food pantry. And there's some items there that we need on a regular basis, like that we don't get at the food bank or we haven't had it donated before, such as like oil, oatmeal, cereal, and other items.
Hygiene
things like socks and toothpaste, deodorant. So it's just at walmart.com, the registry for good, and then you'll see the Quincy food pantry.
Oh, good to know. Okay. Do you also participate in the Smile program through Amazon?
Yes, but that's more coordinated with like the bigger Salvation Army, not so much the local.
Okay. Yeah, so the national level, like they're the ones who kind of makes the partnership, and they'll do that. So. Mm-hmm.
And do you try and accommodate, I mean, there are many different cultures and ethnicities within your service area, so do you try and, you know, tailor to that as much as possible?
Yes. So we try to get things that, you know, our clients like, or that they ask for a lot. And so, you know, like I said, the fresh thing is a big thing. And, you know, we do our part to try to get it and to get as much as we can at the food bank. But again, like I said, it's only good for like the first week or so. So, you know, anything that people could bring that's fresh, you know, would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're actually open to other staff at the building that folks can talk with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have our social worker here, and then we do have a couple of volunteers that help in our food pantry each day as well. So we're getting some volunteers back slowly. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to get back. But I think as the vaccine rolls out too, and people are like, feel a little bit more confident to come out, and or a little bit tired of being stuck indoors, right? You get that spring itch. It's like, let's go, let's get out, let's be done with this. So
I know. I think a lot of folks are right and ready to have it move on for sure. I know there was a big push to give out winter coats around the holidays. How did that go?
Well, we still have some. We still have quite a few left. Went pretty well. I mean, we gave out mostly at the beginning of the season, I think when we were doing intake for Christmas or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then we still have quite a few every week that come in.
Oh.
And they take it. I mean, we still do have some shoes. If anybody is a size 10
men's
or 10
shoes.
And a half in men's.
Okay.
Or I think it's size 7 and 7 and a half in women's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We still have some sneakers available. But if anybody needs coats, we still have them here. So you just come in and let you take whatever you want.
Yeah, so we have them just on separated by hangers and then by sizes, and then so whenever anyone comes in, they'll just have to use hand sanitizer, we'll check their temperature, and then they'll go through the coats for there, so no one will be touching, you know, without being sanitized and such, like so.
Okay, good to know. What other than fresh food or anything else that you need?
One thing we will be looking for is probably volunteers for driving, because we are starting to pick up more clients. And as that happens with homebound deliveries, we're going to need, you know, more people to help. So it just fluctuates when we have some volunteers who are able to help. But now that some people are getting called back to work because things are opening up, we start losing some volunteers. So if anybody is able to help Tuesdays and Thursdays in the evening from like 1 to 4, That would be great. So it's just like bringing the food to, you know, individuals' houses or their apartment buildings and dropping it off for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, just with that. And I mean, anyone who wants to volunteer, we always have stuff to do. Yeah, yeah. So anybody wants to get out of the house, you know, or we even have some outdoor landscaping as it starts to get a little bit warmer, you know, helping us, you know, just pick some weeds or spray the weed killer and, you know, put mulch out. So if somebody wants to do something and not be enclosed in a building as well, you know, to get out in the fresh air, you know, we have some projects like that too. And again, you know, for our pantry, you know, just the walmart.com, you know, the registry for good has a lot of items of people, and they're not too expensive. You can pick and choose whatever you want, you know, for the budget wise, or front drop off fresh things. And I mean, we always use other things as well. If anyone has like canned soups or, you know, things like that, pasta sauce, pasta rice, you know, tea, you know, things like that, we use a lot of.
Okay. Yeah. The staples, basically.
Your yeah.
Staples. Yeah. 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 I had a chance to chat with Reed Lamberty from Eversource. We talked about the Good Neighbor Energy Fund and the fact that it's the Salvation Army that administers that. How is that going?
I mean, it's picking up, but I mean, that's picking up just as much as rent. Right, so yeah. It's just all kind of coming in, funneling in, but we are seeing an increase in that as the awareness that program is going on. Yeah. But we're also seeing like people who used to have like National Grid, they moved to a different place where they didn't need it. Now they're going to, because of COVID, they have to move to a different place. So mm-hmm. Now they need help, you know, re-getting their gas put back on or electricity or whatnot. So there's all different kinds of needs right now, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but I'm glad we're here that we can help.
Yeah.
And we do help. So with the Good Energy Neighbor Fund, and we do help with oil assistance, yep. and rental assistance, and is it the food pantry? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of services that we have. And if we can't help, you know, we do try to reach out to let the clients know what other agencies mm-hmm. offer as well, so that we can network and partner, you know, to better help them.
Yeah. Speaking of energy needs, I'm wondering, have you heard from your chapters down in Texas that have had to deal with that horrible situation down there?
No, we have not really heard.
Yeah, we haven't heard, but I'm sure the Salvation Army is there with their canteens, feeding and serving things like that. I mean, that's usually what we're good. When there's some emergency, you know, the Salvation Army rolls out and, you know, mm-hmm. they're just there to help, you know. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll hear some updates soon, but I'm 100% mm-hmm. sure they're there helping.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. Looking forward, let's talk about, you know, upcoming events and springtime and things that you're preparing for in 2021.
I know, it's like 2020 flashed by.
Yeah, well, we're glad it's over. Yeah, I mean, just looking forward, we're really just trying to make sure that we keep up with the demand that's happening right now. Just, I mean, it'd be nice to see some of that decrease as people get back to some kind of normalcy. But I mean, as far as programs and stuff like that, I mean, we can't really start some of them at this time. Because like for kids programs, we were up to about 50 kids, and it's kind of hard to bring that back together when right now Quincy's only doing K-3, you know, in person. So just kind of waiting for guidelines and safety regulations to see what we should do.
Yeah, but we're anticipating hopefully starting, you know, the youth program soon, just with Quincy going back to school, kind of, you know, we're able to rationalize a little bit more with our headquarters because we have to get approval on our program because of just risk management and to make sure that we have proper protocols in place, you know, for COVID, you know. So they don't really want us to rush to do programs just because.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to change a lot. We'll have to be much more smaller, but.
Yeah, and just adapt some of the programs that we've done. So hopefully we'll do that. And you know, I think that the Salvation Army is pushing to do our summer camp in some form or another. We don't know how yet, whether it'll be a traditional overnight or whether or not it'll be day camp, but you know, the camp that we have in Sharon, the Salvation Army is looking to do. So you know, if they're open, you know, we'll send kids there from our local community.
Sure. Yeah, I think that kind of sums it up. Is lots of questions, lots of hope, but right now a lot of answers.
Yeah, I know.
That's how things are right now.
Yeah.
Right now. We just have to be fluid. We have to be moving how things are and just keep watching, you know, the environment around us, if it's safe to do it or not, and just go with it.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to share right now?
No, I just really to say our heartfelt thank you, really, you know, for everything for our Christmas campaign. As like, it was a challenging time and people were nervous because of all of the holiday visits, you know, with Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, we're kind of smacked in the middle of that. But people were very generous above and beyond. And some, like I said, some days it didn't look like we were going to make the goal, and then you know, to exceed it, you know, to make over 143,000 was amazing. Mm-hmm. So we just say thank you, and thank you everyone who gave and donated, like I said, the money as well as toys and gifts, because you know, that's what why we do it, is really so that we can help as many people as we can. And it's not us, I said, it's not the Salvation Army, we're just the people who you know, open the doors and say, here, what do you want to do, or thank you, and we'll give this out. And so it's just, we're the ones who, you know, just kind of, you know, set it out there, but it's the community who comes together to make the difference.
Well, I know out of necessity, a lot of it was done virtually, the virtual kettle drive. Do you think that's something that will continue in post-pandemic?
Probably.
I think, you know, people have learned to adapt to be online and be virtual, you know, much more than what they were. And so I think a lot of it will stick. So,
yeah, I think you're right. I think our lives are forever changed, for sure. Some good ways to reach out to you folks.
I mean, you can always just call us at 617-472-2345, or you could just stop down if there's a particular question or something you need to discuss or you want to give to us.
Okay, great. Well, I know you both have your hands full in your personal lives with your large family. Yeah. So keep that going and keep the Salvation Army going at the same time, I'm sure, is a challenge. So thank you both for spending some time with us here at QATV. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Be well.
Thank you.